Well, I did ask the brother for such a time after our prayer. I'm very thankful that in the church in Irvine for well over 25 years now, we have built up this blessed tradition of praying, the church coming together to pray in every New Year's Eve. And I remember way back when, over 20 years ago, we would come together to pray for some of the new saints with us. You may not believe this, in shifts, starting around dinner time, like 1 hour a shift. And then some saints would come for this hour, and then they go home, and then other saints would come for another hour. Families will take care of have babysitting arrangements, and so on until we pray through the midnight hour. And over the years, the times of prayer have reduced some, but I think if it's not for this COVID situation, we would still be at the hall in Hall One, praying for an hour, hour and a half to 2 hours, firstly by language and then together. I will tell you, I cannot forget. This is one of the most sweet memories of mine of these last couple of more decades in Irvine. And I hope that we will continue this fine tradition as we go on. And assuming next year, this time, the pandemic may be over, we can resume in-person prayer time, which will be easier, which will be more prevailing, and I believe will be more impactful. But be that as it may, tonight I'd like to take some time to talk to all of us concerning the importance of having a new spiritual year. Now, tonight is the end of 2020 calendar year, and starting at midnight tonight, we'll be welcoming a new physical year, a new calendar year, 2021. And that's good. And end of an old year and the beginning of a new one. But my burden tonight, my concern tonight, is while we're doing that, are we simultaneously having experiencing a new the end of a spiritual year and the beginning of a new one? And the key word is spiritual. Brothers and sisters, we do not only live in the material realm, in the physical realm, in our body, in time and space. Of course, we're there. But that has to do with our outward person, our outward man. We have an inner man. We have a regenerated man. We have a new man inside. And the realm that this man exists in, and live in, and work in, and grow in, is divine and mystical. We cannot forget that there is this other realm. So when we talk about a new spiritual year, we're talking about a new year in that realm, a new season in that realm. And there's no reason, brothers and sisters, why while we are going through or passing through from 1 year to the next physically, that we would not also look to the Lord and exercise ourselves to pass through a spiritual year, the ending of one spiritual year and the beginning of another. Now, to help us to have some feeling and understanding of this matter, last year we passed on to all of the saints an outline with some excerpts under the subject, the spiritual significance of a new year. Now, you may not have it with you. I have it in front of me. I'm just going to read. These are all from the ministry of Brother Witness Lee. I'm going to just pull out some lines from his speaking on this matter. And then after this, I will give you some practical points according to my own personal experience, how we can start, a new spiritual year before the Lord. Brother Lee said this, and I'm just going to read. He said, in spiritual matters, we all experience new days, new months, and new years. All are new. But the new days, in a way, are not as important as the new months, and the new months are not as important as new years. And so tonight, we're here mainly talking about a new spiritual year. The beginning of an approaching new calendar year should not point us only toward a new day or a new month, but to the beginning of a new spiritual year. We should have more than a new day or a new month. We should also have the experience of the new year, like the year of Abib, when Israel was saved and redeemed to leave Egypt. And that defines the calendar of the Jewish people. A new year when they were saved. When we were saved, brothers and sisters, that is the beginning of a new year in our lives. And when I talk about that new year, it's not only 12 months. It's a new phase. It's a new stage. It's an entirely new beginning of our life in Christ and in resurrection. And so in our Christian life, the same thing. When we got saved, we were saved into a brand new year, a brand new season in resurrection, in Christ. But since that time, as we go on in our Christian life, in our Christian journey, there should be renewal taking place all the time, day after day, every day after a 24-hour cycle. There's a new day, a new beginning. Whether we succeeded or failed or whatever, we can be encouraged that we can have a new day. And then there would be a new month. Every 30 days or 31 days, there would be a new month, another new beginning. But we can also, brothers and sisters, experience, and we should experience also a brand new year every 12 months. Regrettably, Brother Lee said, many Christians celebrate a new calendar year every year, but they never enter into a spiritual year. We just pass by another 12 months, another 12 months, another new calendar year. But somehow we, or some Christians, regrettably, never have a new spiritual year. Now, according to our years since our salvation in the Lord, we should have that many new years and new spiritual beginnings. How about that as an aspiration? How about that as something that we can exercise to experience? Brother Lee continued, while they celebrate the new year, the calendar new year, they do not prepare themselves for a new year spiritually. I like this word prepare. It doesn't just happen automatically, naturally. You have to prepare yourself for this new year. You have to ready yourself. You have to exercise yourself in order to end one year and enter into a new one, a new spiritual year. Thus, there is no proper ending with some Christians of an old year. Even to end the old spiritual year, we need to do it in a proper way. No new preparation, and hence no new beginning. You know, they just go into January the 1st with no sense that there should be a new beginning in their spiritual life, in their spiritual service, in their spiritual journey. No sense. They just pass through a year. This is not right, brothers and sisters. We must redeem every new year to have a new beginning in the Lord. We need to keep a spiritual new year before God. Before God, to keep a new spiritual year, a spiritual new year. At the end of the year, some saints not only enter into a new calendar year, but also into a new spiritual beginning. At the end of the year and at the beginning of a new year, they go before the Lord to review. I like this word, to review the old year, to have a kind of evaluation, to have a kind of renewal and looking forward to another new spiritual year and settle their condition before God from the passing year. In other words, they would take some time to end their year in a proper way, to have certain clearances, to have a certain dealings, to have a certain settlement of accounts before God before they enter into a new year, so they can pass on into a new year in a new way, in a clean way. They don't bring their old baggages into the new year. They have a new start, almost like they got saved again. Just as a businessman settles his account at the end of the year, we should review our spiritual account before God. Brothers and sisters, we all have a spiritual account before God. And at the end of the year, just like any merchant or business person, he would have to do his books, have to review his spiritual account. Was this last year a year of profit or a year of loss? Is it a year of gain or a year of loss? We have to give account before God. Let us not wait until the judgment seat of Christ when the Lord comes. Let us practice today at the end of every year to give account, short accounts, maximum 12 months accounts before God, so that we can clear out the books. We can deal with him to have a strong clearance, and we can have a fresh new beginning in his presence for a new year. It's that real, brothers and sisters. From this year forward, I hope from 2021 forward, all of us would have a proper spiritual conclusion to a passing year, 2020, and a proper beginning of a new spiritual year in the year 2021. At the end of a year, we need to go before God and settle the accounts related to our spiritual condition. We need to consider before the Lord how we have spent our time and the things in which we failed and in which we overcame. That's a kind of taking stock. That's a kind of taking inventory. That's a kind of evaluation in an honest manner how we did last year, according to the Lord's, according to our consecration, according to our growth, according to our work before him, the commission that we have received from him. We need to take stock. We need to take time to do that in order to have a new year. At the end of a, we need to consider before the Lord how we have spent our time. Okay, I read that already. Two, we need to consider the areas in which we responded to the Lord's demands and in which we rejected the Lord's will. In certain things, we responded to the Lord. We were faithful. We must be thankful for that. But perhaps in certain areas, we have been disobedient. We have not been faithful. we even rejected the Lord's will. Then we also need to deal with the Lord with repentance and confession to him. We need to bring our spiritual condition before the Lord in order to settle accounts and have a proper clearance so that we can have a new beginning. Without a proper clearance, you cannot have a new start. When we were saved, we had a full clearance. The fuller the better, the more thorough the better, to put away the old man, to give up the old society and community, and to what? To have a new life in the Lord. The same thing, year after year. Now, every change in our spiritual condition from year to year depends upon our meeting God. Brothers and sisters, it's not a New Year resolution like the world says. It's not just turn over a new leaf. It's not starting afresh in that kind of a way. That's the earthly, worldly way. We're talking about having a change in our spiritual condition in the new year. Don't we want that? Do we not aspire to that? But that depends on one thing, that we have to meet God. We have to have a time with the Lord. We have to have a time in his presence, personally, privately, secretly, one-on-one with the Lord. We need to meet him and let him meet us. It is in that meeting that we will have dealings with him, that we will have transactions with him, that we will experience a kind of renewal, genuine renewal. In order to have a new spiritual year, we need to specifically seek God's face. I like to call on all the saints that tomorrow or this weekend, we would all find time individually, personally, to seek God's face and meet him. Just like the Lord Jesus, when he was on the earth regularly, he would leave the crowd, the throng. He would leave even his disciples and go alone up to a mountain, into the wilderness, out there somewhere in the desert to be alone with the Father. And there he would seek the Father's face, to meet with the Father, to converse with him, to hear from him, and by this way, the Lord God recharged, recommissioned. He would have a new word from the Father that will allow him to have new strength, new energy, new vitality, new direction in his ministry on the earth, in doing God's will. We should bring our condition, past and present, to him and place it before him in the light of his face in order to receive his shining. He is facing us, waiting for us, and open to us. Brothers and sisters, God is waiting for us to come before him, to meet with him, to start another new spiritual year. He is waiting. I'd like to ask all of us to carve out some time, an hour, 2 hours, maybe a few hours. I do not know. There's nothing legal here. But I know one thing from experience. This cannot take place in minutes, a short period of time. You have to enter into the holiest of all, fully into his presence and before his face, and be calm and wait on him, for him to come and speak to you, to touch you, to expose you, to enlighten you, to speak to you and to infuse you, to charge you and freshly commission you. All these things take some time, and we need to do this personally. I'd like to ask the brothers, You have to tell your wife, you have to babysit and do this. I need to have this time with the Lord. Then the sisters, the wife would have also that kind of time when the brothers are taking care of the children, for example. This is no joke. This is not a light thing. This is a very, very serious time of time with the Lord in the beginning of the new year. It will set the pace. It will set the direction for this coming year. And I mean that. When we encounter God in Christ as the Spirit coming to us as light in this kind of time, then and only then we will have a new beginning. Some brothers and sisters have fasted and prayed through the night at the end of a year, especially on New Year's Eve, like what we're doing. They go before God, bringing their life and work and their spiritual condition from the previous year to Him. Bring the last year to Him. I know we should forget what is behind, on the one hand. But on the other hand, we must have a healthy review of the year past. We need to pray about item after item in order to receive God's enlightenment. We need to be thorough about this. The Lord will come and touch this and touch that. We may be inspired to bring this or that to the Lord, item by item. It could be an item of relationship. It could be an item of an offense. It could be an item of the Lord's charge to you. It could be anything, item by item. It could be something about your disposition. It could be something about a certain sin. It could be something about a certain shortage and deficiency in the Lord. I do not know, but the Lord knows. The Lord knows. We need to open to Him, and item by item, let Him go through us. Then we will receive enlightenment. And when these saints encounter His shining concerning their shortages, failures, weaknesses, and mistakes, they confess them before God and receive His forgiveness and cleansing. Oh, how wonderful this is. At the year end of 1 year, we can have this kind of clearance by genuine repentance and honest confession of all the things that the Lord, the Spirit, would touch us. We will enjoy a particular forgiveness and cleansing, allowing us to have a new beginning. With the exposure of the defects and deficiency, they also pray to be supplied and filled with God. I guarantee you, if you have this kind of time with the Lord will supply you with much grace and fill you with His word, with Himself, recharging you for a new year. Through this, they receive fresh grace, fresh enlightenment, fresh power, and fresh promises from God. Yes, brothers, promises from God. Whenever I go to the Lord in this way, I look to the Lord, even in a very specific way. Lord, what do you want me to do this next year for you and your interests? Please tell me. And I also would ask Him, Lord, based on what you're telling me, I claim a particular supply for that job, for that burden. I claim it. And Lord, I claim your faithful promise. Since you have given the order, you will also be faithful to fulfill what you have begun in me. I claim your promises. All this, brothers and sisters, are extremely dear and very, very personal. You have to go to the Lord this way, brothers and sisters. I hope many of you whom I have never experienced this kind of time with the Lord would start to experience that beginning tomorrow. and the first days of this new year. Thus, they have a new beginning before God that passes terminated. There's a termination. And there's a new beginning for their future, a germination. This new year would be a kind of a real new year, a real new beginning in our Christian life, in our church life, and in our service to the Lord. This illustrates the principle of death and resurrection. May the Lord, this is Brother Lee speaking still, be merciful and gracious to us to bring us into a new spiritual year. Year after year, may we go before him and ask him to give us a new beginning. May we be under his enlightenment and receive his mercy. Such a seeking, brothers and sisters, such a seeking will bring us into victory and deliver us from the worldliness and celebrations associated with a mere new calendar year. Now, time is up already. I was going to share something with you to give you some practical handle to how to spend this time with the Lord, but we have no time. I would like to refer you to, and in fact, the brothers can give you all a link that is put out by Living to Him, the Living to Him website. And it will take you to, I think, YouTube or something like this, where you can hear my particular speaking that I recorded concerning practically how we spend this special personal time with God, a time of review, a time of renewal, a time of repentance, a time of reset and recharge for the new year. So I will leave you to go to that and watch that. But I still would like to end in this way. I would not say tonight just simply Happy New Year. I would like to say tonight, have a blessed time with the Lord in the next few days according to this fellowship. And as a result, may the Lord bring each one of us into a brand new spiritual year and also bring the entire church in Irvine into a new, collectively, into a new spiritual year as well. The Lord be merciful with us. Amen.